This is the story of the one. As a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility, he knows keeping the line up and running is a top priority. That's why he chooses Grainger. Because when a drive belt gets damaged, Grainger makes it easy to find the exact specs for the replacement product he needs. And next day delivery helps ensure he'll have everything in place and running like clockwork. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again, after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please!
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
The quiet coastal community of Oak Beach, Long Island, is the kind of place where the whisper of the Atlantic Ocean mingles with the rustle of marsh grasses, a serene backdrop that belies the darkness that unfolded there one fateful night. This is the story of Shannon Gilbert, a 24-year-old woman whose disappearance would peel back the layers of a chilling mystery, leading authorities down a path littered with unanswered questions and unsettling discoveries. It was the early hours of May 1st, 2010, when Shannon's voice pierced the calm of the night, a frantic 911 call that lasted a harrowing 23 minutes. "They're trying to kill me," she pleaded, her voice a cocktail of fear and desperation. But who was they? And what exactly transpired in those critical moments before she vanished into the shadows? Shannon was not a resident of Oak Beach. Born on October 24, 1986, she grew up in Ellenville, New York, harboring dreams as vast as the city skyline. She aspired to be a singer, a beacon of light for herself and her family. But like many dreams deferred, financial strains led her down a different path. To make ends meet, Shannon turned to sex work, advertising her services on Craigslist, a decision that would intertwine her fate with the dark undercurrents of Long Island. Accompanied by her driver, Michael Pock, Shannon arrived in Oak Beach that night to meet a client, Joseph Brewer. Brewer, a resident of the secluded community, had hired her for the evening. By all accounts, the appointment was unremarkable, until it wasn't. Approximately an hour into their meeting, something shifted. Shannon became agitated, prompting her to flee Brewer's home in a state of panic. What could have caused such terror? Brewer would later tell police that he didn't know why Shannon became upset, asserting that he had nothing to do with her disappearance. Pock, waiting outside in his vehicle, also claimed ignorance of the events inside the house. But the puzzle pieces didn't quite fit, leaving a gap filled with speculation and doubt. As Shannon ran into the night, she knocked on the doors of several neighbors, pleading for help. One such resident, Gus Coletti, recounted how Shannon appeared disoriented and frightened. He offered to call the police, but she reportedly declined, continuing her desperate flight into the labyrinth of marshes that border the community. It was the last confirmed sighting of her alive. The initial police response was, by many accounts, sluggish. Authorities treated Shannon's disappearance as a routine missing persons case, rather than a potential crime, a decision that would draw criticism from her family and advocates. The dense marshland and winding roads of Oak Beach presented search challenges, but questions lingered about whether more could have been done in those crucial early days. 7 months later, in December 2010, a Suffolk County police officer and his K-9 partner were conducting a training exercise along Ocean Parkway near Gilgo Beach, a stretch not far from where Shannon was last seen. Instead of finding clues about her whereabouts, they stumbled upon something far more sinister, the remains of another woman, later identified as Melissa Barthelemy. This grim discovery set off a chain reaction. As investigators widened their search, they unearthed the remains of three more women: Maureen Brainerd Barnes, Megan Waterman, and Amber Lynn Costello. All were young, all were sex workers, and all had disappeared under eerily similar circumstances. The realization settled in with a chilling weight. A serial killer might be stalking the shores of Long Island. By spring of 2011, the body count had risen to 10, including 8 women, 1 man, and a toddler. The media dubbed the perpetrator the Long Island serial killer, and fear rippled through communities up and down the coast. Yet, amidst this macabre discovery, Shannon remained missing. A haunting absence in a case that was becoming more labyrinthine by the day. In December 2011, a breakthrough of sorts occurred. Police found personal items belonging to Shannon in the marshland: her purse, her cell phone, her jeans and shoes. Days later, her skeletal remains were discovered less than half a mile from where she was last seen. The location raised immediate questions. How did she end up there? Was she fleeing from a real threat, or was something more nefarious at play? The Suffolk County Medical Examiner's Office faced challenges in determining Shannon's cause of death due to the condition of her remains. The official stance suggested that she might have succumbed to the elements, drowning in the marsh or dying from hypothermia after becoming disoriented. But for Shannon's family, especially her mother, Mari Gilbert, this explanation rang hollow. Mari refused to accept that her daughter's death was an accident. She hired Dr. Michael Bodden, a renowned forensic pathologist, to conduct an independent autopsy. Dr. Bodden noted that Shannon's hyoid bone was missing, a detail that could indicate strangulation. While not conclusive, it added a layer of complexity to an already convoluted case. Amidst these developments, another figure emerged: Dr. Peter Hackett, a neighbor in Oak Beach. Mari Gilbert alleged that Hackett had called her shortly after Shannon's disappearance, claiming he ran a home for wayward girls and that he had seen Shannon that night. Hackett denied these claims, stating he had no contact with Shannon and did not make such a call. Phone records, however, reportedly indicated that he did reach out to Mari, fueling further suspicion. Mari filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Hackett, alleging that he might have been involved in Shannon's death. Hackett consistently denied any wrongdoing, and no charges were filed against him. The lawsuit was eventually dismissed, but the cloud of uncertainty remained, casting long shadows over the investigation. The case took another tragic turn in 2016 when Mari Gilbert was killed by her other daughter, Sarah Gilbert, who was later diagnosed with schizophrenia. Mari's death was a devastating blow to the pursuit of answers about Shannon, silencing one of the most vocal advocates for the truth. As years passed, the Gilgo Beach case remained unsolved, a specter haunting the Suffolk County Police Department. Advances in technology and investigative techniques continued to shed light on potential leads, but definitive answers were elusive until July 2023. In a surprising development, Rex Hoyerman, a 59-year-old architect from Massapequa Park, was arrested and charged with the murders of Melissa Barthelemy, Megan Waterman, and Amber Lynn Costello. Hoyerman became a suspect after investigators linked him to burner phones used to contact the victims, and DNA evidence allegedly connected him to the crimes. The arrest reignited hope that justice might finally be served for the victims and their families. However, when it came to Shannon Gilbert, authorities remained cautious. As of October 2023, no official connection had been established between Hoyerman and Shannon's death. The circumstances surrounding her disappearance differed in key ways from those of the other victims, leaving open the question of whether her fate was at the hands of the same killer or a tragic coincidence. Throughout this convoluted saga, the role of law enforcement has been a subject of scrutiny. Critics argue that biases against sex workers may have impeded the investigation, especially in its early stages. The delay in treating Shannon's disappearance as a potential crime, the initial reluctance to release her 911 call, and the overall handling of the case have been points of contention. In 2020, after years of legal battles, a judge ordered the release of Shannon's 911 call to her family's attorney. The contents of the call have not been fully disclosed to the public, but snippets suggest that Shannon was disoriented and frightened, yet possibly not in immediate danger from those around her. This has led some to speculate that she may have been experiencing a mental health crisis or under the influence of substances, a theory that her family disputes. The community of Oak Beach has also been enveloped in a shroud of suspicion. The insular nature of the neighborhood, with its secluded homes and tight-knit residents, has led to rumors and theories about a potential cover-up or the involvement of other locals. While no concrete evidence supports these claims, they contribute to the enigmatic aura that surrounds the case. Shannon's story has permeated popular culture, drawing national attention to the vulnerabilities faced by sex workers and the systemic issues that can hinder investigations into their disappearances. The Netflix film Lost Girls, based on a book by Robert Kolker, dramatizes the events surrounding Shannon's disappearance and her mother's relentless pursuit of the truth. While artistic license is taken, the core message underscores the real-life implications of societal neglect. As we delve deeper into this narrative, it's crucial to remember that at its heart lies a young woman whose life was cut tragically short. Shannon Gilbert was more than a name in a headline. She was a daughter, a sister, a person with aspirations and struggles. Her disappearance set off a chain of events that exposed the dark underbelly of a community and the potential failings of systems meant to protect. The arrest of Rex Hoyerman provides a semblance of closure for some of the victims' families, but for those connected to Shannon, the search for answers continues. Investigators have not ruled out the possibility that Hoyerman could be linked to other cases, but they tread carefully, cognizant of the complexities involved. In the broader context, Shannon's case has spurred discussions about the importance of taking every missing person report seriously, regardless of the individual's background or profession. It has highlighted the need for law enforcement to build trust with marginalized communities and to approach such investigations with diligence and empathy. As the waves continue to lap against the shores of Oak Beach, the lingering questions remain as palpable as the salty air. What truly happened to Shannon Gilbert that night? Was she the victim of an alleged serial killer, or did a series of unfortunate events lead to her untimely death? The Marshes hold their secrets close, but perhaps, with continued effort and advances in investigative methods, the truth will one day emerge from the shadows. For now, we are left with a story that is as haunting as it is perplexing, a tapestry woven with threads of fear, loss, and the relentless pursuit of justice. Shannon Gilbert's legacy is not just in the mystery that surrounds her death, but in the spotlight. Her case has shone on broader societal issues. Her story serves as a poignant reminder of the lives behind the headlines and the enduring impact one person can have on the collective consciousness. As we conclude this deep dive into her story, we are reminded that the search for truth is seldom straightforward. It requires perseverance, compassion, and a willingness to confront uncomfortable realities. In honoring Shannon's memory, we continue to ask the hard questions, to seek clarity amidst confusion, and to hold on to the hope that one day the full story will be told.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed. In the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.